英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, hope you're all having a great day. It's hard to believe that it's been a year, over a year in fact, since the pandemic started, and lockdown has become not just the word of the year, but a state of the year for many countries around the world.
很难想象，自从新冠疫情开始以来，已经有一年多了。Lockdown 这个词不但成为了2020年的一个年度的热词，它也的确是很多国家、很多人的一种很无奈的现实。
As the vaccines become available, you made it very clear that a better understanding of the common terms would make you feel more at ease. And so that's what today is for.
因为现在是 coronavirus 的时间，我想知道您能不能就讲专门名词，隔离啊、distance 啊、中越苗啊，就是专门要用到的，而且我们会到防御站会听到的那些专门的词，给我们在上课的时候提一点。那我们一到那个地方中越苗了，就不会感到紧张。哦，这个词是这个意思了。
No problem， 没有问题。
And because you asked, this is how we're going to spend our time today. So in our last session, we already discussed the common symptoms of COVID-19.
在上一期的节目里，我们已经跟大家介绍了一些常见症状的说法，
the common symptoms. But as vaccines are becoming more available, figuring out whether you're eligible becomes the next big question and our focus today.
我们今天的 focus 重点就是在 COVID-19 vaccine 上面。 Vaccine 就是疫苗。当然，有关疫苗的最新消息，往往都是通过新闻的方式告诉给公众，就像这段话一样。
Over the weekend, 5 new vaccination sites opened across New York City. 2 of them open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Over the weekend, 5 new vaccination sites opened across New York City. 2 of them are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
这里面有两个重点。第一点就是 vaccination sites.Vaccination sites 是接种疫苗的地点。Sites, S-I-T-E-S, sites.
Sometimes you'll also hear vaccination hubs or community hubs.
In addition, over the weekend, 3 community hubs opened.
H-U-B-S, hubs. Sites and hubs both mean locations. They're both places where you can get vaccinated. Sites 和 hubs.
都是形容地点的，所以无论是 vaccination site 还是 vaccination hub， 他们都是在说接种疫苗的地点 location。这段话里的第二个重点就是，这五个 vaccination sites 里面有两个 vaccination site 是全天24小时服务，每周7天服务的。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
24 hours a day
是每天24小时。
7 days a week 是每周七天。Sometimes you'll also hear 24/7.
有的时候人们会用三个数字来形容每周七天全天昼夜服务的情况。这种服务被形容为 24/7.
24/7 就是三个数字 24/7. 24/7 means that the site is operational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
所以通常口语里会把 24 hours a day, 7 days a week 这个比较长的句子缩短为
They're open 24/7. If a site is open 24/7, that means there are vaccine appointments available throughout the night.
如果一个 vaccination site 是 24/7 的服务的话，这就意味着在这个疫苗接种的地点，他们是全天24小时不断的会有 appointments available.
So the next question is, who is eligible?
有哪些人现在有资格接种疫苗呢？
3.2 million New Yorkers will be eligible starting today. This is 1B group that includes people 75 years of age or older, first responders, and other essential workers.
The key word here is eligible. E-L-I-G-I-B-L-E. Eligible.
Eligible 是符合资格的人。
Now, every state has their own mandates and rules when it comes to vaccine distribution.
疫苗分发
Vaccine distribution.
Mandate 是规定的意思。在美国，州与州之间都有不同的 vaccination schedule, 接种疫苗的时间表。 每个州和每个州之间也有不同的 eligible groups, 目前符合接种疫苗的团体。So you should check in with your state government to check the vaccine plans for residents of that state. 因为每个州的 vaccination distribution plan, 疫苗分发的时间表和计划都不一样。所以最好还是先查看一下每个州的官网。But regardless of the differences in terms of the eligible groups, the one common thing is that the vaccines are being administered or distributed to the senior population first, as well as for those who are high risk, whether it means underlying health conditions or that their profession means that they are at risk of COVID-19 exposure. A few more keywords here. Administering a vaccine.Or distributing a vaccine, they all mean the same thing. It means to give a vaccine. Administering and distributing, 这两个比较长的英文单词在这里的意思是一样的。To administer a vaccine is to give a vaccine. 两个都是接种疫苗的意思。At risk 是有风险的意思。Risk, R-I-S-K. Risk 是风险。Exposure, E-X.P-O-S-U-R-E, exposure. Exposure, 在这里的意思是接触到或者是感染到病毒。At risk of exposure 的意思是说接触到病毒概率比较高的人。Every state has their own rules to determine when new groups become eligible for the vaccine, and their schedule may change.
但是无论你是住在哪个州，目前大部分州都会优先安排65岁以上的 senior population, 高龄人团体。
Senior population, senior, S-E-N-I-O-R, senior, and high risk groups,
和风险最高的群体开始。
High risk 就是高风险 ,high risk,
高危人群不但包括有 underlying health conditions 的人，有严重疾病风险的人群。
High-risk groups, 高风险的群体 also include,
也包括有较高 exposure, 暴露或者是接触到 COVID-19 的人群，比如说 essential workers, 一线工作者。
So before you visit any vaccination sites or any vaccination hubs, the first thing to make sure is that you're eligible to get a vaccine before you go.
所以在去任何疫苗注射地点之前，首先要确认自己是不是目前符合接种疫苗的条件。
So if you don't fall in the 65 and over group, what other criteria make you eligible?
那么如果你不在高龄人群这个团体里面，还有哪些其他的条件需要去考虑呢？
Stay tuned, because we'll go through it next time.
在下一期节目里，我们会更具体的讲一讲 vaccine eligibility, 接种疫苗的条件和资格。
Vaccine eligibility.
Until then, stay safe and be well.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.